It is Friday, November 15th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Good Friday to you.
Fun story.
Yes.
You know Susan Young.
Yes, from the Shiloh Museum, of course.
And I'm going to tell a secret on her. When she plans a program for the museum, she really doesn't start on it until, or she doesn't finish it until I call and say, hey, we're going to do a story.
That's her deadline. What would happen if you never called?
I don't know. I think we better call. But she's working on a program for Wednesday on the picture shows in Springdale.
Movie theaters and whatnot.
Yes. And it's called Going to the Picture Show. And the big deal, okay, movies started in Springdale. The first movie was shown in 1906, and it was part of a Chautauqua, which was a traveling educational program, music, lectures. They had a movie house in 1910 called The Princess.
Really? Wow.
And, you know, these were like 10-minute movies,
sure.
Silent movies. The first structure built as a movie theater was the Concord, which opened in 1927.
Is that the thing on Emma? Because there's something that looks like it could have been
That's the Apollo.
Okay.
Thank you for leading me up to that.
You're welcome.
The Apollo was built in like 1947, I think. And it was a showplace. They bought antiques. The lobby was incredibly elegant. It was just the showplace of Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And the main feature in the lobby was a statue of Apollo.
Mm.
Okay.
Hence the name.
Not a chintzy yard art statue. This was like a fine antique that came from Chicago. And Apollo was wearing only a leaf.
Sure.
So at first Apollo had robes, and then people got used to it. And the kids would do things like put cigarettes in Apollo's fingers, and it was just part of Springdale. Well, in the 70s, the movie theater had kind of a turn for the worse and started showing other things. Can you imagine X-rated films in downtown Springdale?
No, I cannot.
There you go. And closed in 75.
I really love that story, though.
Yeah. And so Susan's big reveal is going to be what happened to Apollo after that.
She knows. Oh.
I know, but I can't tell you.
Okay.
Because, you know, you don't want to break the fun. So you need to plan to be at the Shiloh Museum at noon on Wednesday. There will also be, they usually have cookies and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn this time?
Better than that. Two things that were iconic at the snack bar at the Apollo. I'll reveal one. One is popcorn balls.
Okay.
The guy who owned the movie theaters, Mr. Sonneman, made homemade popcorn balls. The other one you've really got to go find out about. It's something you drink.
All right.
Okay. So noon, Wednesday, Shiloh Museum. Wear your best picture show going garb. Also this weekend, it's the 11th anniversary open house at Hartwood Gallery. It's pretty good for an artist co-op.
Yeah, it really is.
To survive 11 years. That's from 11 to 6 tomorrow and includes music by Emily Cates at 5. There's an artist reception tomorrow from 1 to 3 for the Ozark Pastel Society show at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. She Stoops to Conquer is on stage at University Theater in Fayetteville. This is 18th century Manners plays. Manners plays were very popular. And it's funny. The costuming's insanely gorgeous. It's Sean Irish's debut as their technical director. So you should go. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $16 for adults. Memphis is on stage tomorrow night at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Mm-hmm. You know that show, a fictional story about a DJ playing
at the height of
R&B.
The birth of rock and roll. Yeah.
Tickets are $52 to $55 for that. And because I promised I would mention it, the Good Shepherd Humane Society style show starts at 5 o'clock Tuesday night at the Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center in Eureka Springs. It's $15 for a good cause, plus there's a silent auction, a clothing boutique, a Christmas store, and new this year, paw prints photography.
Okay.
Pictures with your puppy.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.